afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Indie Business Radio for Monday, October 6, 2008. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Today's media partner is Essential Wholesale, where you'll find one of the best selections of natural and organic unscented cosmetic bases in the world, plus custom formulation services. For a limited time, get a percentage of your shipping costs credited to your online customer account. Check the website for details and conditions at www.essentialwholesale.com. Well, believe it or not, today is the start of my fourth season as the host of the Indie Business Radio Show. It seems like it was just yesterday that I was shaking in my boots to bring you the first episodes. And now, over 200 shows later, I am amazed at what we've accomplished. I want to send a big hug to Kevin at Global Talk Radio for making it all happen in the audio and editing side. And thanks, of course, to members of the Indie Beauty Network who encourage me to keep bringing you the guests who can help you move your business forward. Thanks to my media partners, of course, and also thanks to fabulous guests like Debbie Weil, who was actually one of the first guests on my show. That's right, Debbie was one of the first guests I invited back when it was called the Lifestyle CEO Show, and she is gracious enough to return today to share more of her blogging for business expertise. Debbie Weil is a graduate of Harvard University, Georgetown University, and the University of Wisconsin. She is the author of the corporate blogging book, which was first published in 2006, right around the same time that she first appeared on my show. It's now published as a UK edition and also in Italian and Mandarin Chinese. Debbie is a former marketing manager for Network Solutions, and she speaks regularly on blogging at Web 2.0 events around the world. She's been quoted on the topic of corporate blogging in numerous media outlets, including the Wall Street Journal, Fortune, Business Week, the New York Times, CNN.com, and, of course, right here on Indie Business Radio. We'll take your questions or comments live. Do join us, 800-773-0355, or you can email your questions to info@indiebusinessradio.com. Welcome to the show, Debbie.
Oh, thank you, and congratulations on your on the anniversary. That's fantastic.
Thank you so much. You know, when you were first on the show a couple of years ago, not as many people as now knew what blogging was. Blogging has exploded, and you've been right in the middle of the mix. Tell me, how has blogging changed since your book came out?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I mean, I think the first way it's changed is that virtually everybody knows what a blog is. I actually have a little section in the introduction of my book that says, you know, if you're not sure what a blog is, read on, kind of thing. I mean, it's hard to remember, but, and of course, I actually remember I wrote the book in 2005. But, you know, back then, even just a couple of years ago, people were saying, a blog? What's that? It sounds scary, as one person put it. But everybody knows what blogs are. Everyone's reading blogs. Blogs is, you know, are influencing this year's election because there's so many political blogs. They influence the way mainstream media covers news. And, of course, in terms of what my book is about, they really have affected the way companies are talking to or listening to their customers.
And let's talk specifically about that since our audience is small business owners, Debbie. How is blogging affecting, in specific ways, the way companies are dealing with their customers, and specifically small businesses who tend to use blogs as a really inexpensive marketing tool?
Well, a blog for any kind of small business, whether it's a small business or a solopreneur, is the most effective way to get found on Google or whatever search engine you use. So it's basically, it's no cost. Very powerful search engine optimization, if you will, so that, you know, when someone's looking for something, either your brand, your name, you come up first in search results because your blog comes up first. Blogs are just very search engine friendly. So, I mean, when you look at it that way, it's hard to figure out why any small business wouldn't have a blog, you know, even if it's local search, because you want to be found.
All right, well, let me ask you this, then. Is it fair to say, Debbie, that every business owner needs a blog, not that it's just desirable?
You know, that's always the trickiest question. I mean, I think if you think of a blog as simply a next-generation kind of website, you know, a very interactive, very immediate, you know, easy-to-publish website, then the answer is yes. If for some reason a business just is not really concerned with their online presence for whatever reason. Maybe it's just truly a very local business and word of mouth. Then, you know, maybe it's not so important. But if you want to be make your mark, you know, sort of create your own digital trail online, which virtually everyone does these days, it's hard to think of a reason why you wouldn't have a blog. Again, thinking of it as just a kind of website.
I love that, your own digital trail. That sounds like a really good way to kind of capsulize what you're describing. And in your book, one of the things you talk about is three things that really get in the way of blogging for many small business owners. Tell us a little bit about those three things and how we can overcome them. I know one of them was one I dealt with when I first started my blog in 2005, and that was fear.
Okay, I was going to say, I have to remember what the three things were, since I don't have the book in front of me. Okay, one must be, let's get here, one must be fear, one must be time.
Yep, and what to write about, you know, you...
And the third, okay, it's what to write about. Well, the fear, well, tell me now, I can't remember, what were you afraid about? You've got to remind
me. Well, you know, it's interesting, it was kind of a fear of doing something that other people were doing that was so personal, that was also related to their business, and just a fear of understanding technically how it would work. And, you know, I had just figured out, or thought I had figured out, you know, websites, basically, and I'd had a website for 5 years. But when blogs came out, it was like, okay, I heard about them a long time before I launched one. And believe it or not, my first response when my web designer said I needed to get one was, it's such an awful-sounding word. I don't really want one. How dumb was that, right? But anyway, it was kind of, I guess, you know what, Debbie? It was a fear of the unknown. And the fear of having to learn something else.
But I think you put your finger on it, Donna, because you said a fear of, in a sense, what to write about and where would the line be between personal and business. And that does continue to be the biggest challenge for a company or a business or a solopreneur. Blogging is, how do you figure out how to write about business topics or topics that affect your target audience in a way that's personal, kind of intimate, conversational, and yet that sticks to business topics, if you will, or even lifestyle topics, but where you're not writing about what you had for breakfast or, you know, the panic attack you had yesterday or things that you may just regard as either too trivial or too personal. Be talking about, and which obviously common sense tells you that's not what you want to be blogging about, because everything you blog becomes a permanent link, you know, as part of your permanent digital trail. But once you start doing it, you actually find that it's, once you've mastered kind of the bloggy voice, the kind of the conversational voice, you find that there is just dozens and dozens of things you can write, starting with stuff you read in the newspaper, stuff you read in a trade magazine, where you even just say, oh, you know, read a great article about X, and it applies to, you know, issue Y, and, you know, here's the link. And there's all sorts of sort of shortcut ways to, you know, pay attention to things that are in the news, you know, topical things, or holidays, or, you know, this. I mean, you can make an editorial calendar, really, and sort of deviate from it anytime you want to, but know that you have topics you've lined up that are really, in a sense, evergreen topics. And then there's all the tricks, you know, I write about in the book, you know, make it a top 10 or divide it up into, you know, 7 installments or, because again, the blogging does not mean writing an essay every day, because that's just way too overwhelming, or thinking, or you're not writing an op-ed article every day. You're writing, hopefully, maybe a couple sentences, maybe a couple paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
You have to manage your own expectations.
Right, and I want to remind everyone, too, you just mentioned that your book, The Corporate Blogging Book, it does have some fantastic tips, and it's meaty, but, you know, it's not so long that you can't just pick it up and tackle one or two chapters at a time as you're coming up to speed on what blogging is all about. So I strongly encourage people to visit indiebusinessradio.com and click on the link to buy that, and, of course, visit Debbie's site at Debbie Weil, DebbieWeil.com as well. So Debbie, when you're talking about a person, let's just say we have a hypothetical person that's selling a cosmetic product, because a lot of my listeners are cosmetics manufacturers, and you also want to write in the sort of style that you just described. You want it to be personable, you want it to, you know, share information that you find interesting with other people. What are some of your tips for bridging what some may see as a gap between that kind of writing and where you really do want at least a part of your blog readers to go, and that is to your shopping cart.
Oh, well, you know, I'm glad you pointed that out, because it turns out it's quite common for e-commerce sites, as I call them, to have a related blog. And it usually can do it pretty, you can do it in a natural way where, say you're interested in, you know, organic or natural products. You can talk about all kinds of different issues related to that, whether it's, you know, sourcing them or ways to use it or how long they last. Or, I mean, I'm not an expert on this, but you can think of probably 10 different things. And then you can either just make it clear by the way you set up the blog that, you know, there's very clear links, perhaps in the left or the right-hand column, to go to your site, your shopping cart. Or if you really can do this with a deft touch, you can say, you know, for example, click here to see, you know, to see an example of, you know, organic rouge or something.
Right, like the kind of product we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So as long as you don't, as long as you just slip it in a very sort of casual way, and it really is on point and relevant, people are like, oh, gee, that's helpful. And then they can click over there and either in buy that or not, or maybe they go look for something else.
Right.
But, I mean, I wouldn't say do it every time you blog, but as long as you have your blog set up, which is very easy to do because all the blogging software kind of does it for you, and there's all sorts of templates you can use. You know, if you use typepad.com or even wordpress.com, it's really easy to set it up so that on the left-hand side or the right-hand side, you have links back to your main site and to your shopping cart. It's easy to make for people who kind of make the connection because they think, well, yeah, this person's really knowledgeable about natural products. Oh, you know, I think I'll go check out the site. It's the whole idea is selling without selling. You know, using content, using useful, relevant information to establish yourself as an authority or an expert, and then by extension, oh well, sure, I'll go take a look and see what they have.
Well, and you know, Debbie, one of the things that I discovered through reading your book was, and when we talked about this in the show a couple of years ago, it's exactly what you said, was sort of selling without selling. But one of the things that your book showed me was that you really kind of have to sit down and start doing it before you find your voice and how what your style is for doing that.
That's true. And I do say, you know, I have various chapters. By the way, the book really is quite a quick read because some of the, in the back are all sorts of resources from guidelines to books I recommend or other things. So I think it's what's called an airplane read. And of course, it's a business book. You can skim it and start anywhere. But I suggest, although you don't have to do this, you can start for 2 or 3 months, kind of experimenting and blog and put it behind a password. No one will see it. And then when you feel comfortable, you can even delete some of your first entries and then just open it up and keep going. Or, just don't publicize it for a while and just start blogging, and then when you feel comfortable, start telling people about your blog and put it in your signature file every time you send an email. Put it, you know, if you send out any kind of email or newsletter, you know, be sure to send people to the blog. So you can start slowly, and people kind of expect you to start slowly. But, you know, I still have the same fears myself. You know, you're putting yourself on the line. You're publishing. I mean, that's what it is. It is self-publishing. And particularly if I have not been blogging frequently, you sort of build up more and more like, oh, I can't do this. It won't be perfect, so I can't do it. And then the next day, well, now it really won't be perfect. And then the next day, forget it. It's not going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. So like with any other kind of writing, the more you do it, the easier it gets. And I've been blogging a lot the last month, and I have to say that it's gotten a lot easier. I mean, not every blog needs to be earth-shaking.
Right.
As long as everyone has some little piece of value, some nugget of information that the reason to share, it's useful. And then over time, you add up all those different entries, some long, some short, and you know, over many, many months, over a year, and you've created this body of, again, content that is really quite useful and that, frankly, makes you, as a small business owner, look pretty darn good.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because it indicates the importance of really trying to make sure that you do it over time, not every day necessarily, as you say, but at least in some sort of consistent fashion, right?
Yeah.
And Debbie, what do you think about recommendations that to sort of warm yourself up in the blogosphere is to just sort of get your feet wet by visiting other people's blogs and getting involved in conversations there even before you start your own.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you can type whatever your area is or in, you know, cosmetics blogs, for example,
right,
into Google, and up will come more cosmetic blogs about cosmetics you ever would want to read. Find a couple that you like for whatever reason and start reading them, and then every now and then leave a comment.
Right.
But by looking at other people's blogs, you will quickly figure out what you like, what you don't like, what you're comfortable with, and maybe even get ideas for what your style might be like. So that's always the number one advice from anyone, you know, giving people advice on how to get started in social media or with blogging, is to go out and see what's out there in your area and take a look at it and follow it for a while before starting to do it yourself.
Well, Indies, I am talking to Debbie Weil, the author of the Corporate Blogging Book, and you may have noticed that we haven't taken our first break on today's show, and that's because Debbie is not going to be able to stay with us for the entire show, so we are going to get ready to bid her farewell, but not before we give her a chance to tell us what exciting trip she's getting ready to go on. Tell us a little bit about that, Debbie.
Oh, well, you know, actually, I had an opportunity to go back to China this month, but it just wasn't going to work out. There's a new thing called the China Business Network, and they're organizing, they're actually sort of taking a bunch of bloggers to China and touring them around so they can talk to people there, and it just wasn't going to work for me this time. But I did go to China a year ago, and that's still, first and foremost, the most amazing trip I ever took, and it was October 2007 when my book came out in Mandarin. But let's see, what's the next big trip I've got planned is this December of 2008, and I'm going to Dubai for a couple of days to give a speech. And actually, I think my husband's going to come with me, and we're going to kind of turn it into a little bit of a go see Dubai and explore more of the Middle East. You know, these really wonderful invitations come along now and then, and sometimes I just, well, what the heck, I'm going to go, because it's really tiring taking these long trips, but it's worth it. I mean, it's just so interesting to see what
That's exactly the trip I was thinking about, the one to Dubai. And, I mean, part of the reason is obviously because of your book, but also because your blog provides, would you say, a really good continuous supplement to the book so that you continue to get these kinds of speaking opportunities, right?
Well, I do, and again, I say to anyone thinking about this, I mean, every business person is thinking about, how else can I promote myself, and you'd be surprised. I mean, you might get a local invitation to come talk to the Chamber of Commerce or talk to a marketing group or something. And I honestly, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, never, ever thought of myself as a speaker. In fact, I was terrified of speaking. But I just kind of made up my mind this was something I wanted to do and needed to do. And the same for anyone listening. If you blog and start to look like an expert, you may find yourself getting invitations to speak, and maybe they're not paid in the beginning, but take them.
Right.
This is very true, particularly for women. I think it positions you as an authority, and the next thing you know, you're getting interviewed by the local newspaper, and the next thing you know, oh, wait a minute, there's more traffic to your website, and you're selling more. It's never an absolute direct line from either blogging or speaking to sales, but there's an overall halo effect, you know, and I think every small business is looking for it. How do I make myself stand out from the pack?
Right, right. That's a really good way to describe it, too, a halo effect. I like that. Well, unfortunately, we have come to an end of our time with Debbie today. Debbie, thank you so much for joining us on the fly as you are preparing. I think you're going to be at BlogHer later this month, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, actually, BlogHer, I have to say, it's coming to Washington, D.C., where I live, and that's sort of fun. So I'm looking forward to that. So I hope everyone can... I thought that'll probably be live blogged or something, so I hope people can tune into that, blogher.com, and then I guess there'll be information about it.
Right, and I always encourage people to visit Washington, D.C., because that's my hometown, so it's nice to be able to talk to somebody who's actually there, Debbie. Thank you so much for joining us today on Indie Business Radio. Visit Debbie's website, www.debbieweil.com, for more great blogging tips. She also has... a blogging ebook that you can get your hands on, and also, of course, the very popular Corporate Blogging Book, which anyone who's interested in blogging would serve themselves well by having a copy of. It is the end today. I can't believe it. I have got a great show planned for you next week with my guest, Karen Steve Terry, the author of Full-Time Woman, Part-Time Career. She's going to be joining me to discuss how to balance being all woman with being part-time career person. And in the meantime, I am going to ask my talented engineer, Kevin, to cue up the last segment or two of the interview that I did with Debbie a while back. Don't touch that mouse. There's some great tips coming up for you right here on IndieBusinessRadio.com from Debbie Weil, the author of the Corporate Blogging Book. I'll see you next week when I'll be back with Karen C. Terry. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.